Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. I am your host this evening, Robin Tate, and I am joined by Phil. Hello, Phil, and we'll get to him in a second. Happy 4th of July, everybody. This is the 4th of July, Independence Day in America, and this is going to be an action-packed American show without any Americans on it whatsoever, because they're all off having beers and tequilas and at rallies around the countryside and having a good old time, and I'm a bit jealous. Because I think the 4th of July is one of those fun sort of holidays that those Yankee doodles seem to have. I'm distorted. Oh, yes, it's you. I'm reading you. Lord, am I distorted? If I'm distorted, I'm distorted. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me enough, Phil.
I can hear you enough.
Okay. So as I say, it's 4th of July over there. The guys, we've given them all a weekend off. But I'm very, very, very lucky to have back on the show again, Phil Olson. Hiya, Phil.
Hello, Mr. Robin Tate. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. It's been at least 6 months since I've seen your gorgeous face. It's like I wanted an extreme close-up with you tonight because... it's really lovely to have you back. We'll chat in a little second or two, and we'll do a bit of catching up. Okay, so we are going out live right now. It's 9 o'clock here in the United Kingdom, but at this time it's 1 p.m. in the west coast of America, 4 p.m. in the east coast, and where it really counts, 3 p.m. in central. This goes out live on twitch.tv/OC podcast and YouTube OC podcast. So, it is a video game podcast, except, as I've said many times before, it's very, very like Top Gear. Doesn't have very much to do with cars any longer. It's more like a fun thing and a bit of a chat. And yes, we do talk about video games, but we're friends and we talk about the stuff that's been going on with us on a personal level as well. My name is Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. And my Twitter handle is @BongoTheSane. My gaming tag, pretty much the same, BongoTheSane. You'll catch me all over the place. So, we did miss a birthday. Last week was a bit odd because there was two likely lads on. It was there was that guy from America, Greg DeLacy, and some other guy who... I don't know. It's Mark Chin, Mark something. I don't know. But they were on last week. And it was Mike Higgins. Good old Mike Higgins' birthday on the 1st of July. Happy birthday to you, Mike. Sorry we missed that one last week. But happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
General was not recognized.
Woo! It's that time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, well, as I said, the other guys are not here. And it's just myself and Phil. And we've got a bit of catching up to do. Phil, you haven't been on. You've had some... family stuff going on and some other bits and pieces going on and some illness with yourself and everything else. So fill us in with as much or as little as you want to. So what have you been up to the last 6 months?
Right. At the end of 2020, everyone said 2021 is going to be a fantastic year.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly did. And it's been pretty, pretty rough. So with one thing or another, we've had two deaths in the family. So my brother-in-law who passed away from COVID, and 3 weeks later my dad suddenly died, and we've had close friends of ours in hospital with one with COVID, who's now got long COVID, one with cancer and all sorts, and so on and so on and so on. And there's been just trauma and drama and what's it, one after another. But
well, we're sorry.
Incredibly tough. Thank you. Sorry. It's incredibly tough. And the community certainly rallied round, and thank you everyone who sent me messages of support. It really meant a huge amount. I'm determined that the corner has been turned. We're not going to have any more shit, to be honest. I think, unfortunately, there will be. Life gets in the way sometimes, and life happens. But this is new things. I'm positive now. Driving forward, and hopefully you'll see a lot more of me, and a lot more of me online. So it's all good.
Brilliant. I'm sorry that you went through that shit. You're a better man for it, a sadder man for it.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, it's horrible.
It's probably one of the hardest 6 months of my life.
I get that. You know. As we get older and we start to lose more people around us, it's frightening. You know, I just heard about a girl that gave me a blowjob once, died of cancer last week. And that really brings it home to you. I don't know what that means, but it struck me as, yeah, she gave me a blowjob in a car once and she's dead. Is that the, and she died because, like, she was about the same age as me and everything, and she had cancer and died, and that's, but it's awful.
I'm sure her family are very pleased that that's what you remember of her.
I stood up at the funeral and congratulated them on having such a fantastic daughter with a wonderful mouth. She could suck a golf ball through a 10-foot garden hose, and she'll be sorely missed. So, God bless. It's a true story, but very sad. So, yeah, I'm a bastard.
So it's been a rough year, but as I say, hopefully new jobs on the horizon, hopefully new opportunities. So we'll see what happens. And throughout it all, you guys, you know, you, Greg, Kim, not so much Mark.
No.
And definitely not Pete. Have been all very supportive.
Well, it doesn't matter. We give you the odd call and stuff you got there, and, you know, just the odd time, because I like your microphone, and just don't want anything ever happened to you. I wanted to see, get first bags on it, sort of thing. And, you know, you've been banning these laptops and all that. See, anyway, during lockdown, tell me, how about your Good Ladies business? And because it was generally online, I mean, did that continue on?
So it was a mixture of online and in shops. And that pretty much dried up as well.
Wow.
So she actually starts a new part-time job tomorrow. To try and balance it out, but it virtually killed it off, to be honest. And the last, with everything that's happened family wise over the last 3-4 months, that's taken a back seat. Well, it's needed to take a back seat because of all the, you know, we had to arrange for my brother in law's body to come back from Cyprus, and there's all the stuff to do with the embassies and everything else, and they weren't going to allow it, and, you know, so on and so on and so on. And then obviously with funerals, you know, and you're allowed a certain amount of people, etc.
Shit, of course, yes.
So we had to have two funerals. We've got another, we've got his internment on the 16th of this month of his ashes, and then at some point later in the year, we'll be spreading my dad's ashes in the River Blythe, which is where he used to like to fish.
I'm trying to be lighthearted about it, but it's different. In Northern Ireland, if you die on a Friday, you'll be buried on a Sunday. You know, we don't hang around here at all. Difficult because you've got like a grieving process when they pass, and then that, a whole grieving process again, like six, eight weeks later.
I was there when I managed to get there, drive very fast, and was there when the crew were there and they'd just finished trying to stop him. And then it was 5 weeks before the funeral. 5 weeks, because the local church only did one funeral a week on Wednesdays because of COVID.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, the two of them died within 3 weeks of each other, and the funerals ended up with being 3 weeks of each other.
My heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to you.
I'm now in a lot better place than I was before.
Good.
I don't deal with death very well.
No, I'm not.
People do, but I don't. It always, when it happens, it always takes a knock. And unfortunately, it looks like I'm probably going to have another two funerals to go to this year from people who were terminally ill. This time I'll be there for the people who were there for me before. So they're not as close. So I'll be there to be the rock and to be the, you know, the shoulder.
Fuck me. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Well, look, I'm glad you're getting through it. I really am. And it isn't easy. I went through it with my parents, as you know, a few years ago and within months of each other. And it's tough going. But it's nice. For all the stuff that we've been through in the last couple of years as a community, we've been there together for some of it as best we all can.
Yeah.
There's Dan. Hi, Dan. Good to see you on, sir. I am going to try to turn it a little bit and be all upbeat, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Okay, so this is a big week, not maybe so much for me, but for my son, for Joshua. Joshua got his results from university. He was doing broadcast media, his degree, and his results came through on Wednesday, I think it was, and he got 2-1, and we're very, very happy for him. So he's worked very, very hard at it, and... he does has for the last 3 odd years or 4 years had a part-time job in Iceland. Maybe you mentioned that before. And he has also secured a new job, his first job, so he's handed in his notice as Iceland, his little part-time job. And he's got a job with a broadcast company straight out of the box.
Oh.
And this company, they're
not GB News, is it?
Ha! I wish. their sports broadcaster pay per view sort of service in the UK, they only really do boxing, but in America and Canada they do all sorts of sports. So over here it's like an app and it's all the big matches and historic matches and documentaries about boxing, but seemingly stateside it's everything. So he's going to be in there controlling the desk. So when the live fights and stuff go out, he'll bring in, introduce the hosts or bring the hosts back onto the live feeds and do the commercials and all that. And, you know,
fantastic.
It's not exactly what he wanted to do, but it's in the industry that he...
It's a foot in the door.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Now, I think it, because a lot of the marketplace, well, it is worldwide, but a lot of the market is orientated stateside. There'll be shift work. So he'll be working through the night at times, stuff like that there. So great. So, you know, fair play to him, you know. A good degree and a job straight out of the box.
That's
so
brilliant.
I'm very, very...
It's absolutely superb. Really pleased for him.
I am proud. Very proud. Proud dad this week. Absolutely. A month or two ago, I talked about a terrible mistake I made with a client of mine. And if you remember this, it was one of those on the mobile phone to a client and... quite a intense client, I've been working with for about 3 years, and I hung up with him, and literally as I hung up I got another call back, and it was one of my sales guys, and I quickly hit the button and started to go, oh geez, I've just been on with the fucking, you know, needy son of a bitch, blah, blah, blah. But at the exact same time as I hung up from the other guy, he hit redial to speak to me again, and instead of answering the phone to my sales guy, I answered the phone to my client, and it all went quiet. And anyway, we cleared the air a few days later, but on the line was a deal worth the cuts of $500,000 and got all weekend. I was like, oh no, blood. Anyway, the negotiations came to a close just a few days ago there, and thankfully he's on board. Jesus, that's a, yeah. So yeah, that's how that story ended. I think it could have been an awful lot worse trying to explain that one away. So that was good. Big week for me as well. This week I've got a very, very big thing going on Thursday. I'll let you know within work, actually. But I'll let you know further about that next week if it goes the right way. So hopefully it will. And I'm having a glass of bumboo tonight. I'm slumming it with bumboo. I'm still working my way through my rums. Are you partaking tonight?
Yeah, well, this is a summer fruits concoction from a well-known Robinson's.
Oh, very, very good. It's very well known. Very topical. It's your Wimbledon drink, of course.
It is.
Wimbledon drink, yes. Isn't it? Isn't it Robinson? Fruit of the barley. In fact,
I've had a fairly heavy weekend, so I've got to be up bright and breezy tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I thought, better play it safe.
Yeah, well, what the hell? It's a weekend still. I just thought, it's naughty, it's a school night, but the kids are mostly off now. In fact, we're packing two of them off to summer camp tomorrow. Well, it's okay. Like day camp, summer camp, yeah. Sort of thing. So that's good. Actually, the man who's responsible for my bumboo and my spiced rum addiction is actually in the chat. It is Dan. He introduced me to bumboo. By the way, Dan, you can buy bumboo in Tesco's now. I used to have to order it in, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's good stuff. Thoroughly like it. Good. We're going to have a wee chat about some games, I suppose. That's got to be the next thing we've got to do.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right.
Okay, Phil, I'm going to get you to do some reading. It's a new month, 4th of July and all that. I don't know about the Twitch games, but the Xbox and PlayStation ones are now updated. If you would rattle through what you sort of sure. get free.
No worries. So, games with gold for July. Planet Alpha, available July the 1st to 31st. Rock of Ages 3, Make and Break, July 16th to August 15th. Rock of Ages 3... I think I played demo of years ago.
Right.
And it might have been, I seem to remember, it might have been interesting at the time. It might have been interesting. It felt like a Monty Python, the old Terry Gilliam type stuff, the animated stuff. Oh. So,
Rock of Ages.
That might be one worth one checking out. Conker Live and Reloaded. July 1st to the 15th, which I think is an Xbox original, and Midway Arcade Origins, July 16th to 31st. So that's quite a few of the old arcade games in. PlayStation Plus, Plague Tale Innocence, and that's the PS5 version.
Rats.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for the PS4, that's quite a big one for their PS Plus. And WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Let's see. Not sure on the Twitch games whether they've been updated.
No, I haven't.
No, they've all finished. Stadia, people are still playing it. And in the news later, we'll see that actually more people may be able to play it. And Frostpunk, which is a fantastic game. And I don't know if it's still available on the Epic Games Store. But even if it isn't, check it out.
What is Frostpunk?
Frostpunk is a strategy game, strategy simulation game, where it's the end of the world and a group of survivors have crossed the frozen wastes from London. And it's about their survival, and you have to basically build steam hubs and engines to heat them and search out new people. I found it incredibly difficult. It's brilliant, but I found it incredibly difficult. Mining resources and all sorts of things. Whilst the people themselves freeze to death or get frostbite.
I remember you mentioning this, yes. It's a philism, top-down, yes, command and conquer, yes, type view to it. Oh, okay. Here, just when you said apocalypse, it didn't... this isn't it, but I forgot to mention the new... And I know you're into it. The new season of Bosch was out, and they say it's the final season of Bosch.
Yes. I'm still on season one.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I know. It's one of those things. I've read some of the books.
Okay. Well, so there's
Michael Connelly's one of my favourite authors, so I've read some of the books.
Well, if you're a Bosch fan, there was only 8 episodes in the alleged final season, and really, really good. I just like the style, the gritty detective sort of thing, grumpy, no nonsense, and it felt quite satisfying towards the end of it. So if that is the end of it, it probably is the end of it. Yeah, okay. Right, well, stuff that you've been at then, you have managed to do some games while you've been away, or is there any bits and pieces?
So I've been...
I know it's been a while, but...
Yeah, one of the ways that's helped me deal with it, to be honest, has been playing games. And I've gone through, you know, Gears of War, Hive Busters, various other things, but a couple of games, recent games I wanted to pick out, the first of which is Empire of Sin. Now, again, a strategy game, and I spotted this about 2 years ago, and it's from Paradox Games, who are well known for their strategy type games. And this is a simulation strategy game alongside an XCOM combat. So it's basically set in 1920s New York, I think it is, New York or Chicago. And you take on a mob boss, and you have to manage your empire
as you take over other bosses.
So you're managing a number of bars and number of casinos, brothels, hotels. And each time you have to take over one of those areas or you come to clash with another faction, you go into sort of combat mode, which is basically like XCOM, but for gangsters.
Huh. I think Greg played this. He said it was a bit janky, but...
Yeah, it's improved quite a lot. I've completed it once, and it's... It's not the deepest of games, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I have gone back to it, this time using Al Capone as my main person. And it's good to drop in. I'm finding it really good to drop in and just switch off if I've got a spare half hour here and there.
Phil, would you say it's a good introduction to this style of game? Like this?
Yeah, it's certainly a lot more forgiving. Yeah, it's a lot more forgiving than, say, XCOM 2. excuse me. And it's the theme, the music, the voice acting as well is all really good. It looks really nice, actually. Very thematic and works very well with the controller because it was PC originally. And it's on Game Pass. Right. So, you know...
The Game Pass that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I mean, just if you've got an interest in that sort of isometric-y, top-down strategy type game, like XCOM and like some of the others, I can't remember. It's one thing that's gone this year in my memory, it's an easy one to pick up and give a go if you're not necessarily into sci-fi. For example, because I know some of our listeners aren't into sci-fi and prefer sort of more realistic historical stuff or fantasy, but it's a fun game. It's, as I say, it's not deep, it's not earth-shattering, but it's free, and I spent quite a few hours on it.
Yeah, the Game Pass thing is fantastic. You know, it's another one of those ones that you would never. Unless you knew about it and were a real fan, you wouldn't go out and buy it, but you play it because of Game Pass.
which is a fantastic thing. Okay, that's cool. All right. And you've been also playing more Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, so I played this when it was Sea of Thieves, back when it was in beta, and the first couple of months of when it came out, and you could see then it had enormous potential. And we had some absolutely hilarious times on it. And recently I've gone back to it because they released a whole new content a couple of months ago, and there's seasons. And it is my favourite game of possibly this generation.
Wow.
It is absolutely superb. It looks amazing. It sounds fantastic. The love and passion that you can tell has been put into this, it's rare for a start, so it's Rare Studios, Midlands-based developer, who they made so many of the games that I grew up with. And it's, for those people who don't know, it's an open world pirate game where you take the helm of various different types of ships. You can sail on your own, you can have up to four people. So there's three different ships. There's a sloop, a brig, and something in between, all different sizes. The bigger ship, you obviously need four people to save it, to sail it. And you have, it's just so much to do. So you can work for various merchants. You can do missions to hunt for hidden treasure. So they'll give you a map with an X marks a spot, and you have to find the island and go and dig it up. There are souls, Order of Lost Souls, where you have to go and combat dead captains. And then there's just the pirating itself. So there's a few people on there who all they want to do is sink people and kill them, which adds an enormous amount of paranoia. When you're out on the open sea, you are constantly looking on the horizon to see if there's anyone spotted you. And it's, I've sung.
There seems to be so much more to it than we played it originally way back. And we are, it's that game is probably the one that we say the most, we have to go back and play this as a group. Have you came across any of the new Jack Sparrow story?
Yeah, so last week they announced, or 2 weeks ago, they announced that they'd made a deal with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the new season is Pirates of the Caribbean. So there, it's Pirates of the Caribbean themed. So you have a number of what they call tall tales. There's five tall tales, which are stories and puzzles and various missions that you can go on. And I did the first tall tale today,
yes,
solo. And if you've been to Disney,
yeah,
a few times, haven't you?
Yeah.
If you've been on the Pirates of the Caribbean,
right? Yeah, yeah. Sit in the boat. Yeah.
It sent shivers down my spine. The
love
and just homage to that ride is
really
ridiculous. It is so good. They've got the music, they've got ghosts acting out the various different scenes of the ride, and it's all part of the story. So the first tale, I'm not giving anything away, but the first tale is you have to go and rescue Jack Sparrow from, he's lost in the Sea of Souls, and you have to go and rescue him. And it is brilliant. I smiled. It took me about an hour and a half to get through the first tall tale. And because this first one is instanced, so when you play it, it's only you or your group that are playing it. You're not going to get attacked by anyone else.
Right.
And the whole setting, the theme.
Okay, okay. So it's separate instances. Okay, so you're not getting 1,000 people chasing the one bit of buried treasure.
So they have instances anyway, and you will be on a map with probably maybe 30 people, but the map is enormous. with the first tale, it's an instance on your own, so you're not going to be interrupted. The second tale, there's been a lot of controversy because it's actually in the open world, so there's other people around. And arseholes being arseholes, people thought it was hilarious to go and camp where the tall tale was and just grief people, so just kill them constantly. That aside from a number of bugs that were in there, so you had multiple crews doing the same puzzles and everything at the same time, and it wasn't resetting and everything else, which they've fixed now. But it's a the one thing that people don't like about Sea of Thieves, or some people don't like, is it's not just PvE, it's definitely PvP. And you can be, you know, the newest of new, and someone will come along and sink your ship if you can't fight back and take everything you've spent the last couple of hours grabbing. But I mean, the experiences that I've had, you know, yesterday I played for a couple of hours, a skeleton ship turned up, and I've always run away from skeleton ships before, and I thought, no, I'll take this one on, sank it, got all the loot, and there's a whole load of loot that once a ship is sunk, it all floats on the water. So you can either swim out to it, pick it up and swim back, or you can use, there's a harpoon gun that you can harpoon things.
Okay.
So I got all this loot. I've been collecting skulls and beating lots of different skeleton armies on the different islands. I was going to take them back and cash them in, because you have to go to certain outposts to cash them in and get the experience and get the gold. And another skeleton ship appeared and attacked me. Then another couple of ghost ships started attacking me, and a storm arrived. And when the storm arrives, your compass goes haywire and you can't see where you're going. And I crashed into a rock, and the rock won. And I sank very quickly and lost everything. And yeah, my language wasn't great. But as I was told afterwards, but it was just the tension and the enjoyment I'm getting out of this game is fantastic.
Good.
And people aren't, you know, people will help each other. So quite often they, because there's a lot of new people starting to play the game as well, because of the Disney involvement, it's brought a lot of new players to the game. They've got an event on where if you help people, you get extra bonuses. So if you go around and kill, because there's giant megalodons, there's enormous sharks that are bigger than your ship that swim around and will attack your ship. So if you kill those, you're helping someone else out. Or if you put 10 chests of gold on someone else's ship, you'll get a bonus for doing that, for being helpful.
Being a nice man.
But what's happening is that a lot of people, they're saying instructions, you know, raise the alliance flag to say that you want to be form an alliance, but people are raising the flag, the other ships are dropping their guard, and then they open fire and sink them.
Nasty pirates, nasty tactics.
Yes, but as people keep saying on the Facebook groups, it's a sea of thieves, not sea of friends.
Oh, it's so tough. Well, we did. We met some really nice people when we were playing, so I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
But it's a fantastic game, and it's on Game Pass, and it's just brilliant. And I can't wait. That is the one game, aside from Halo Infinite, that's the one game I can't wait to see the Series X upgrade on, because on the Xbox One X, it looks amazing. The water is... it sounds silly. It really does sound silly, but the water and how the water looks is just amazing. It's, yeah, that's me. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Good. Well, I'll get back to it, but it's time. I mean, for me, even this week, time has been muddy, and I've only had, because I'm extremely busy work-wise, and I really have only had one good, clear gaming night, and I'm still working my way through Mass Effect. I'm well through Mass Effect 2 at this moment in time, building my team, as you do before you go onto that the suicide mission. And I'm playing so many different parts of this game that I didn't do the first time around. I kind of think I rushed it. And this time I'm pretty much doing everything. There is this fantastic little vehicle. God, what's it called? It's in the first one you had the Mako. It's this is jet powered Boyo, and there's about four or five different missions, and it has rockets below and underneath and tanks like the Mako, but it flies, and some of those little storylines, you have to sort of find them, are great, and then coming across some planets that you have never explored before, and then there's a beacon or something goes off, and you have this little lovely little side story, completely unrelated, and coming across stuff like that is brilliant. It's really cool. So
I've only played 10 minutes of the first one.
Oh, okay.
It's completely passed me by in Mass Effect.
Well, I'd say the improvements for the first one, the improvements with gameplay styles and graphically, and it's well worth your money. In fact, I always thought Mass Effect 2 was the best game. Now, maybe come to that opinion again, but at this moment in time, Mass Effect 1, the old clunky, as I thought, game isn't. I just thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, I think for me, I think when it comes out, because it will come out on EA Play.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go then.
So, stuff that's going on. So I have been playing as a bastard. I've been playing as a renegade. So generally, as I always play, I try to play a bit like me. Try to be as nice as you can. But this time, every time there was a negative answer, every time there was something horrible, every time I had the opportunity to punch somebody in the face, or whatever it was, or the sarcastic comment, I've taken that route. It's been difficult, but I've taken that route. Now, as we know, one of the things about Mass Effect is the romancing in Mass Effect. And let me tell you now, romancing when you're being sarcastic to the girl that you want to romance, it's more difficult than being nice. So you're kind of thinking, getting that point now, I've got Jack. So Jack is this character who is shaven of head, tattoos everywhere, real hard-nosed bitch, real nasty, has had it really, really hard, bit dirty. Now, in my first playthrough of it, yes, I did get degenerate with her. And this time I'm trying to do the same. But because I'm being really mean, she's actually quite enjoying it, but because she's being mean, she's playing hard to get, where the last time she just dropped and away she went. Now the other one is Miranda. Miranda's a big character in Mass Effect, and Miranda is being a tease, okay? So I'm also being nasty to her. So every time I finish a mission, I trot down to her quarters, her office. She's at her desk, and I ask her, "Do you have time?" "I've always got time for you." I remember. She's actually on the screen now. I haven't forgotten our conversation. I'm still thinking about it. And when things are a bit quieter, I'll come up and see you. And every time I go after a mission and I'll be a bit nasty to her, she's still not going away, but she's just being a tease. So, yes, I know this is very infantile and very like a teenager, but if I was a bit nicer to these people, I might get some more alien stuff going on, but no. And there's an achievement for it, and I want to get at least that one achievement. So, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Time is the big issue with me. I think Mass Effect 2. I think Richard Webster asked on the WhatsApp chat earlier on this week about, does Mass Effect 2 look much better? And I'd say when I'm out here on the big 4K screen, absolutely. From what I can remember, I think it looks absolutely fabulous, Richard. And it still is. It's cinematic. And yes, it shows his age with, you've got those NCPs that stand in the one location in the kitchen for the 30 hours of the game. There you go. But yes, thoroughly enjoyable. I'm sorry I'm only playing Mass Effect, but my time is limited, and I'm really enjoying my time with this game.
What do you do? What do you do?
That's the whole point. If you, you know, if you played it before, you got to do something different.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know.
I'm trying all the different things and trying, and again, playing, it's a very, very different game than the first time that I played it. So, I'm really chuffed with that. It's really, really good. Okay. So, I suppose we'll move on a little bit, Rich, Phil. I do want to have to mention, no, well, we'll do it straight away, actually. We'll just do it straight away. Yeah, we'll do this first. We'll go into straight into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, right now, at this very minute in time, the Veteran Gamers, .co.uk, I'm not asking you to go away or turn over, congratulations to those guys, because they are doing show number 600, the poor little children that they are. Yeah, and they are the team of three guys have been at it from the very, very beginning, and fair play to you, fellas. 600 shows, that's no mean feat. So well done to Eric and Stu and the unlegit Chin. We have the real one. So, yeah, well done, guys. And I look forward to listening to the 600th show later on through the week. Isn't it usually about 2 weeks since when Stu posted it up on the internet? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, bit of news. Okay, Phil, talk to me about this first one of you've scanned through. We'll sort of tag team these a wee bit together, yeah?
Yeah, so with the next gen, you know, we're seeing a lot of games being re-released or revised, revamped for you know, if they've come out on the gen before. So Ghost of Tsushima, which I haven't played. I've had a PlayStation since the PlayStation 1, but it looks absolutely amazing. It's had really good reviews. It's only been out a year, but they're making a director's cut for the PS5.
Huh.
However,
wow, cool.
Unfortunately, as with a lot of games, normally if you've got the game, it will work for. If you bought it on, say, PlayStation 4, it should work on the PS5. Unfortunately, they're actually making it a payable upgrade, so it does have every additional piece of content that the developer Sucker Punch sold to date. Has a brand new separate adventure in form of an island, there's new characters, but if you own the game, you have to pay $20 to upgrade to the director's cut on PS4 and $30 to do so on the PS5. And if you buy the PS4 version and pick up a PS5, you can upgrade for $10. So,
wow!
It seems to be charging people for old rope, and it's caused quite a bit of concern in the gaming community that again more people are doing this sort of thing.
I'm sorry, yeah, I know that
newer versions.
But look at Gears. Look at Halo. Look at a lot of the Xbox games that I'm just, there's two off the top of my head straight off, but a lot of those are the upgrade to high def, you know, it's just happened automatically.
Yeah.
It just seems a bit
the way they're getting around this is they're saying it's a director's cut. It just leaves a sour taste in people's mouths.
Too right. $20 too, $20, so it'll be $20 here.
Yeah, for a game that you've got already.
Okay, so director's cut PlayStation 4 and 20. Oh!
So it's $20 on PS4, $30 on PS5.
Frig me, that's even worse. I'm just sort of sinking in. So if you have a PS5 new and shiny, you have to pay another $30 for the $70 or $80 game that you paid for in the first place. I don't know. PlayStation people, Pete Chin, what do you think about that? Because Pete just bought a PS5. So
they're marked pony boys.
So if he buys Ghost of Tsushima now, yeah,
He'll get the main game on PS5, but if he wants to play this, he needs to pay another 30 quid. But that means...
So it's a PS4 game.
Yes.
At the moment. But you... So if he bought the PS4 game, he would have to... However much that is, $50, $60. To play it on the PS5, he'd have to pay an additional $30 to upgrade it.
I don't like that. I'm sorry. Director's cut or no director's cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of remakes at the moment. And, you know, people are saying, oh, can't wait for the remake of The Last of Us 2, is it? That hasn't been...
Yeah, which is going to happen. It's going to happen, of course it is. Yeah, but I mean, Ghost of Tsushima and that... Ghost of Tsushima doesn't feel like it's that old.
It's less than a year old.
Let's get them once and get them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that was always going to happen. I mean, you can say like Grand Theft Auto kind of did it too. If you think back in it, Grand Theft Auto 5, it was there and then it hung on and hung on. But that just seems just a wee bit. What is it? The company? Sucker Punch? Yeah. There you go. Sucker Punch. Yeah, okay. Okay, my old buddies, I actually moved out. It's got Google Stadia stuff here. I actually brought out my Google Stadia controller and put it on the display shelf tonight because it ain't going to be used in the house any longer. So what have we got here with Google Stadia?
So it's been spotted that there's a listing for a product manager for Stadia. And in that job listing, it references expanding the game streaming service. So in particular, making cloud gaming available on more devices and working to scale the ecosystem of devices that support the requirements of Stadia. I think this is probably in reaction to Microsoft's xCloud and the announcements that they're going to be including that on certain TVs.
Wow, that's happening. Yeah, okay.
And also a stick. They're going to make a stick for it. They actually talk about in this job listing TV specifically, and last month they did make it available on a select number of Android TV devices for the first time. So we could be seeing it on Samsung TVs that run on Tizen and also Amazon Fire TV devices. So we'll see. I mean, if it does, then it may bring an audience to it. I think if or when Microsoft and Xbox bring xCloud to all those devices, it could very much be game over because it's just a ridiculous offering that they're providing.
Yeah, it's funny, like people like Roku, I don't know what the future of like Roku is with a lot of these TVs having this stuff in them now. I mean, Roku is not really a thing. You can have it in the UK, but it's not really that much of a thing, is it? Over here,
no, it's not.
And I was just looking. I'm looking something up here on the side. Roku. Just looking at the Roku. Well, okay. Sorry, I'm just looking at the Roku share price. Yeah, fair enough. It fell off massively there at the beginning of this year. And you would have thought that it would have been really a lot higher at the peak this year because of all the stuff that was going on. Now it peaked in February, and then in March it went nowhere, but it's came almost back up to its peak again. So I stand corrected. Roku maybe has a future, and maybe it is stuff like this. Over the last week it peaked. Maybe that was that news.
It could very well be. I mean, from my point of view, I can't wait for this sort of service to be available on the TVs around the house, for example, especially as they're increasing, you know, it looks like they're increasing xCloud or looking to increase it to 1080, eventually 4K. I would love to not have to have my main console in the living room, for example, because it takes up space. I don't particularly have room for it, and I'd love to just be able to stream it to the main TV without having the console available.
Well,
or any other TV in the house, for that matter.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I have the well, this is a really good Samsung TV behind me here, and the one in the house is the Frame, the Samsung Frame.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it runs on, but it has every app on Earth on it. I mean, flip me, it has TikTok on it. I'm a happy bunny. I think that's the way all of these things are going, you know. But we are a little bit limited by I am absolutely by the streaming, my connection. But even for me, you know, now more and more in Northern Ireland, 5G is available in Belfast, all over it. So, you know, if 5G gets rolled out here and it doesn't fry my brain completely, that will be the opening, because right now, it's maybe for like so that game we were talking about, the gangster game that we were talking about earlier on, maybe something like that would be perfect. And I think there will be, while the limitations of bandwidth at the moment, maybe not all for a big action game, but stuff like that there's no reason why that should be really a crappy experience. But I'm, you know,
I mean, I've used xCloud myself on the odd occasion. Number one, it doesn't work very well on my iPad, because my iPad is more than 2 years old, so it looks amazing,
yes,
but the sound is very stuttery, and it's you can't listen to it. On my phone, on my iPhone, xCloud works perfectly, so I can play Halo, I can play Sea of Thieves, and it looks and plays fantastic, but it's too small screen.
Now, are you... Yeah, that's another problem that I have. My eyes have gone to hell. Sorry, am I behind now? Is xCloud... are you on the beta for the iPhone, or is
I think
it...
I think it's now available for everyone.
Ooh.
So it's open for everyone on iOS.
Okay, well,
so
I need to go back to it.
So if you've got a... depending on the generation of iPad you've got, then you can play it. And I think they've opened up now the amount of games as well.
Well, I must go back to that again.
So Gears and everything else.
Oh, I really must go back to that. Okay. All right, well, that's that. Okay, BioWare. My goodness, what are they? I was saying sorry for now. Oh, yeah, Kim was all disappointed in this. Okay, so this is BioWare saying sorry because BioWare say sorry for no EA Play news with Dragon Age 4 art. BioWare has softened the blow of the news that neither Dragon Age 4 or Mass Effect 5 will make an appearance at EA Play Live later this month by releasing some brand new Dragon Age concept art. Okay, somebody rattled that together at lunchtime. Dragon Age executive, blah, 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 Twitter. The message that reads, sorry, no EA Play news this year, but please know that the team is heads down with a lot of momentum and making great progress. We're excited to share more when the time is right. Please stay safe and have a great weekend. Okay, so people wanted to hear about Dragon Age and Mass Effect 5?
Yeah, so obviously people want to hear about it. And it's just not ready. Just like Elder Scrolls and everything else. If it's not ready, don't show it. As always, the internet mob were very, very angry. And as a way of apology, they've released some concept art for people to have as their wallpaper. I'm sure Kim is ecstatic about that.
Yeah, she was a bit fed up with it all, wasn't she? Yeah. Because it's been a long time. It's been a long time since Dragon Age. And it was in Mass Effect Andromeda. But Dragon Age is due a comeback now. There are exciting times ahead. Some of these big, big old banner games, you know, like Fable and things like that, to come back again. That would be lovely to see stuff like that again.
Especially with the technology leaps. So, you know, the stuff that we're seeing in, say, Forza, that weather technology and the gameplay and just the technical ability of those games, you apply it to Fable and your mind's blown. It's going to be, hopefully, it's going to be fantastic.
Well, again, that's looks. So, yeah, the technology's there to have it look good and really, really good now. Let's hope that they can get some of those great, great story-driven games as well.
Yeah.
And the Dragon Age, the story, it never looked that good, but the story and it was engaging, and Mass Effect would be very similar. So and I think people got lost in the Fable storyline.
Yeah, and there was another piece of news, actually, that probably broke just after last week's show, and that was that Sony bought developer Housemarque.
Oh, yes.
And they obviously had the game Returnal, which was very popular. And there's also rumours of... What's the other one, sorry? Bluepoint Games, who made Demon's Souls.
Okay.
So that was leaked by mistake. PlayStation Japan apparently accidentally leaked it. Since then, it hasn't been... announced, it hasn't been confirmed, but
how do you leak it by mistake?
They've been after it for a while.
How do you leak it by mistake?
I know. It's
even these people that say, "Oh, somebody put the game on Amazon for sale or something like that." I mean, what's that about? I mean, surely somebody had a press release or something somewhere, making it up completely. I don't know.
So Housemarque are known for their remakes, funnily enough, as we're talking. Remasters and remakes. So they did Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection, Gravity Rush Remastered. So they've got a fair bit behind them. And I think bringing those games...
Gravity Rush, that had a lot of potential. That was a good little game.
Yeah. Bring those games again to the new gen, I think is going to be the bread and butter for Sony.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're in the middle of the summertime, so the news is thinner now after E3. E3 was okay. We'll just go through some new releases here that are coming out for the following week. We have Operation Tango on all the Xbox stuff July 1st, so that should be out now. Plague Tale Innocence, that's the game with the rats, which is now being released on PlayStation 5, not just the 4 version, the 5 version, Xbox X and S, and a Switch, and that's July 6th. So, that's a good game. That's a good game. Well worth your time, and it'll make you squiggle with if you don't like the rats, because there's lots of rats in it. Wise 9, would that be? Nonstrum Nox, Wise, Wise 9, Monstrum Nox on Switch and PC on July the 6th. Sam and Max, Chris MJ W loved the Sam and Max games. Sam and Max, This Time It's Virtual, and that's on the Quest on the July the 8th. And Monster Hunter Stories 2. Sorry, that's Hunter, not C. Monster Hunter Stories 2: Wings of Ruin is on Switch and PC on July the 9th. So those are the games that are coming out to buy over the next week. Now, Phil, we did set up a Minecraft realm.
Yes, we do.
And is it still going? Is anybody in it?
That is still going. Very, very strong.
Really?
There's quite a few people on there still.
Oh, wow.
And the stuff they're building now is just ridiculous. It is absolutely amazing.
Okay, so explain to us, how do we get to this Minecraft realm?
Right. To get to the Minecraft realm, you need to contact either myself or anyone at on this show, or the Veteran Gamers.
Because we'll ask you, yeah.
Yeah, Veteran Gamers, we've got... you've got Duke on there, you've got Mike on there, I think Stu's on there as well. Susan's on there as well.
Oh, wow, so, okay, cool.
Susan's very heavily involved with the Veteran Gamers now. so does a lot of their social media work and has been on the show as well. And yes, she's very active in, we've got a Discord group where Minecraft is a hot topic. And every weekend I go in and switch the mobs on.
Huh?
And on Sunday night, switch them off. And it's, yeah, it's rocking along. The stuff on there is just amazing.
So this is the original world that we started a year or so ago, yeah. Or 2 years ago.
It must have been about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, flip.
At least. Luckily, because of, you know, accounts and everything, it's saved and we had backups of it. So we've launched it again and it's brilliant. I mean, there's got to be now no part of the map that hasn't got some sort of construction.
Okay. You need a bigger map.
There are, you know, there's all sorts. There's just Christmas trees that are hundreds, thousands of feet high. there's hotels, train tracks all over the place.
So again, how do you get into it? What is the process for it? So you have a copy of Minecraft and then you go to log on to watch.
Yeah, so you need Minecraft Bedrock Edition, which is the version on PC. And so you can play it on PC, Xbox, Switch, iOS, and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can play it on PlayStation. I don't think it crosses over. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it's you go into the, you get invited to the realm. You have a code that we give you, and you can go on. And as long as you're not knocking other people's stuff around, find a space and build. And in the Discord group, there's so much help and information, and they're very welcoming.
Very good. Very good. I haven't, but I had so much fun. I found it very, very relaxing. Just to go
in. Yeah. And I did as well. And I went back in when it restarted again. I went in for a couple of weeks and had a look around and did a bit of building and stuff. But then life happened.
Yeah.
And my switch off now is Thieves instead. But yeah, it's very active. There's lots going on in Minecraft.
Cool. Next up. All right. Well, next time we go on to Victory Achieved and January, February, March, April, May, June. I should be doing a draw right now, but I won't. I'm going to do it through the week, so I apologize. But Victory Achieved is our ongoing competition. You finish games, you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved. If you don't use Twitter, send it to a WhatsApp group. If you're not on our WhatsApp groups, why not? Contact one of us and get into your general chat groups. They've been going for years, and they're a good community there. Or you can send that to our email address there as well. So you can send that off to podcast@ocpod.com. So wherever you want, or you can put it on a letter and send it somewhere and say to @ocpodcast. In America or the UK, and that'll get to us. With the draw that I'm going to do over the next couple of days, we'll be contacting the winner, and they'll get either $20 or a £15 gift card to spend on whatever you want, whether it be baked beans or video games. You can do whatever you want with it. Don't be like the guy this week that was done with a massive fraud, where I believe it was it $10 million or $1 million worth of Xbox Live cards? Yeah. Okay, maybe you should have spread that around a little bit. Anyway, the people that finished games over the last week, we had Lord, and he was in the chat, Zombie Army 4 Dead War on Game Pass. Well done.
That's a brilliant game.
Absolutely.
He loved it.
Mr. Miyagi out in Australia, he finished Just Cause 3. Lots of fun. He thought it was a bit repetitive. Look, Mr. Miyagi, you have a ginger beard. Sorry. That's repetitive. There's two photographs of you together, and they both have ginger beards. One, the ginger beard is a bit unkempt. The second one, it's been trimmed. Come on, please. The second game then was Black Dahlia, an ancient FMV game from 1998 that he had to emulate through DOSBox to get it working. Games used to be much harder than today, so he said. Mr. Miyagi does lots of this stuff. He loves his old emulation of games, yeah. And he's went back and completed quite a few. And of course, the sexy, the ever effervescent John Moyse finished her story. And he's not sure what to think about her story. But then again, he's a teacher. And he's been off for so long, he doesn't know what to think about much anymore. But he does remember that he needs more holidays before his summer holidays. Anyway, sorry guys. You are wonderful people, teachers. Please. Very good. You are also entered into the draw. We'll draw this week. I'll send out the winners and we'll announce it fully on the show next week. And in the meantime, for just entering, you kind of get this sort of thing here.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
God, wow, unbelievable. So there you go, Phil. We're almost tidied for a summer show, 4th of July, and that's it. And it's lovely. You know, it's been just nice. You're sitting in the dark. You know, you're sitting there and, you know, it feels quite romantic, Phil.
Well, we have to be careful, Robin, because, you know, things in the past, you know, that's why one of the reasons I didn't have a drink tonight, because, you know, when both of us have a drink, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, do you know what? We're long overdue, that drink. I don't know.
Yes, we are.
It's funny, EGX is supposed to be happening this year, but I don't know. I can't imagine it being a very big event or a big thing. No. I think this year is kind of out with that sort of stuff as well. So, but next year we'll have to go hard at it again. Okay, well, look, let's start to close up the show. If you want to chat to us, please contact the show at podcast@ocpod.com on the email. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast, or our Facebook group is fp.ocpod.com. As I said before, we have some fantastically active WhatsApp groups, and the WhatsApp groups, if I flick through the ones that are really active there, is our pub chat, which is just general chat. We've got political chat, gentle. It's called gentle political chat if you want to be involved in it. There is, of course, our WhatsApp group, which is called What's Next. And that's very, very active. And that's everything from video games. There was a week or two there. There was massive talk about old consoles and modding of old consoles and refurbishing of old consoles. So again, it's very respectful, very funny at times, very irreverent at times. So if you want to be part of any of those WhatsApp groups, contact any of us and we'll get you pulled into those WhatsApp groups as well. And the full team will hopefully be back next week. So yeah, that's that. Phil, lovely to have you on the show. Thank you very, very much for coming. All of the other guys couldn't be arsed. Mark allegedly worked for an hour or something today.
He got his hands dirty and he's spending the evening not washing his hair, washing his hands.
Yeah, he's on his period or something like that is what he said. This is his period. What was it?
Very professional.
Yeah, what was it? It was he was explaining to us that it's a period of every 2 weeks. So yeah, he gets his period every 2 weeks, and that's why he's not on the show tonight. So he's on his granny. But the guys will all be back next week. You know, fair play to Admin Kim, bye ball. Nicole, bye ball. Greg, bye ball. I see photographs have been popping out there. He's out and there's parades in the street. So fair play to all our American friends. So fellas, is there anybody like to shout out before we shut up shop?
So I'd like to give a shout out to Amar Mirakwai from the community. Mm-hmm. He's in our WhatsApp chat, and he's had a particularly tough COVID and everything else. And unfortunately, he had a loss in the family this last week. So, Amar, we're here for you. He gave me a huge amount of support over the last few months. So, big shout out to him. Also, I've been going on Twitch recently because one of the things with the Sea of Thieves do, they do drops, what they call drops. So if you watch one of their partners, you get cosmetic items. You get a new ship, hull, or sail, or whatever. And someone who isn't one of their partners, but probably should be, is a guy called Rob Raven.
Okay.
He is the most entertaining streamer I have ever seen.
Rob Raven.
He is absolutely brilliant. So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, he dresses as Jack Sparrow. And he's a voice actor, so he does a Jack Sparrow impression as well for the 6 or so hours he's on.
Flip me.
He sings shanties as well, really, really well, and is just very, very into. And he's a great, really talented player as well. Some of the stuff he does, at one point, he jumped on someone's ship and hid so they couldn't find him. And then spoke to him in a Morgan Freeman voice impression, as if it was a narrator in the game.
Oh, dear.
And said, so, and you know, you're sailing along. If you'd like me to learn your name, ring the bell once. And you could see the person pause a bit, and then he went and rang the bell. And he kept winding him up and doing different things, hiding things and dropping his anchor without him knowing, and then he went and hid on top of the mast. And in the end, the poor guy he was playing with just jumped off the ship. Jumped off his own ship.
Good. Rob, what was his name again? Sorry, Rob.
Rob Raven. Robraven. And he's probably not a partner, a Twitch partner with Rare, because there's probably copyright issues with Jack Sparrow or something. But he is absolutely brilliant. And I could sit and watch him for hours. He's very entertaining. And finally, just another shout out to the OC Podcast community, host and community. Thank you very, very much for the support over the last 6 months or so. Hmm. And if I can give anyone in the community or anyone else support, then please get in touch, because I've been through some rough times. I've come through and I can help, even if it's a shoulder or just an ear to talk to. Just give us a shout.
Brilliant.
That's me.
Brilliant. I wanted to give one final little movie recommendation. It's called Peanut Butter Falcon, and this is a really good film to watch. It has, rather inspiringly, the chap from the Transformers movie, Shia LaBeouf.
Ah, right, okay. Yes.
But it also has a character who is he has Down syndrome, and it's about him. He's his family have passed away, and he's been living in an old age pensioner's home because it's the only place they can put him. And he wants to be a luchador, a wrestler, and go to a wrestling training school. And he breaks out of the old age pensioner's home, and him and Shia LaBeouf have this unlikely relationship forms. And it's all about their adventures, and it is heartwarming and funny and very touching. So Peanut Butter Falcon is well worth checking out. Okay, to everybody that listened to the show tonight or will listen to it on the feed afterwards, to the people that were in the chat, we had Lord, we had a Hardy Dan in there, we had guys some earlier on there as well, so thank you very, very much for dropping in live. Remember, you can do that on our Twitch feed and join and interact with the show every week. And we'll hopefully be back to a full crew next week. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your 4th of July, if you're, and I hope you've had a good one. And we will speak to you next week. So thanks very much, people, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.